Sachet Mila Per Beit Mishnah Hey Chatas Vashem Vizivchei Sham Yitzibar. Chatas and Asham and Zivchei Sham Yitzibar. Shlamin that is brought by Yitzibar. This is referring to the Beit Kitzei Atzeret. The two Kvasim that is brought in Atzeret are Shlamin. It's the only type of Shlamin that is brought by the Tzibar. And it's considered Kachim Kachim just like a Chatas and a Asham. As opposed to a Shlamin that is brought by a Yachid, it's considered Kachim Kalim. But the Zivchei Sham Yitzibar is Kachim Kachim. Marlin Behem Misha Hukdashu. Once they are marked as a chatas asham or zivchei sham yitzibar, anybody who benefits from them would have to bring a korban meila. Nishchatu. Once the shechita is done, it has more kedusha. Hukshuru li pasal b'tful yom uva mechusar kippurim uva lina. It is now mukshar and ready to become pasal ayidei tful yom or mechusar kippurim. If a tful yom or mechusar kippurim touches a korban after the shechita, it becomes pasal. And so too, after the shechita, it becomes pasal through lina. If the korban is left out overnight, it becomes pasul belina, or if the dam is left out until nightfall and the zrika was not done, the dam becomes pasul belina. Nidrak dama. If the zrika tadam is done for the chatas asham or zivchei sham yitzibar, chayav an aleha mishum pigo v'noiser v'tame. Now there would be a chia mishum pigo noiser v'tame. If there was a mashavet chutz mana by one of the dalat avodos, it becomes pigo, and if the korban was left out overnight, it becomes noiser. Anybody who eats from pigo or noiser is chayiv kares, and so too, if somebody is tame and eats from the basar after the zrika tadan, he would be chayiv kares mishum tuma. Ein malim the basar. Anybody who eats the basar after the zrika tadan would not have to bring a korban meila, as the basar is eaten by the kohanim, so therefore there is no chayiv korban meila for somebody who benefits from it. Even if somebody other than the kohen benefits from it, even though he was not allowed to eat the basar is only eaten by the kohanim, but he would not have to bring a korban meila. But anybody who benefits from the emurim, even after the zrika, the emurim is a part of the korban that's nicked up on the mitzvah, he would have to bring a korban me'ila, unless he benefits from it after the trumas hadeshen was done, after the ashes was taken out to the beis hadeshen. In such a case, he would not have to bring a korban me'ila if he benefits from the ashes after the trumas hadeshen. But before the trumas hadeshen is done, even if he benefits from the ashes of the korban that is nicked up on the Mizbeach, he would have to bring a korban meila. Mesachat meila peret beis mishnah vav shtei alechem marlam behem misha hukdashu. The shtei alechem that is brought in shvuah together with the shnei kitzei atzeret. As soon as it is nicked up, anybody who benefits from them would have to bring a korban meila. Karmu betana. After it is put into the oven to be baked, as soon as it is crusted, it has extra kedusha. Hukshuru li pasal b'tfoyom uva mechusar kippurim v'lishchot aleim es hazeba. If a tful yom or mechusar kippurim touches the shtei alecha after it has already crusted in the oven, it would become pasul. It doesn't mention that it's pasul belina after the krima betano. Even though the krima betano is machshir to become pasul b'tful yom or mechusar kippurim, it's not machshir to become pasul belina. And the shtei alecha is baked on erev yontif before shvuos, as the baking of the shtei alecha is not allowed to be done on yontif itself. So therefore, even after it's baked, it doesn't become pasul belina, as it's always left out overnight until the next day, which is Shavuos. And the Mishnah tells us that once the krima betana is done, it's hukshar lishchayt aleihem es hazebach, it's ready for the zebach, the shnei kitzei atzeret, to be shechted aleihem on them, meaning to say the shechita of the shnei kitzei atzeret is makdish the shtei alechem, gives it extra kedusha. The shtei alechem is brought together with the shnei kitzei atzeret, and the shechita of the shnei kitzei atzeret is makdish the shtei alechem to give it some extra kedusha. But that's only if it has already crusted betana, it has to be baked until it is crusted for the shkita, the zebra, to help for the shtei alechem. Nizrak daman shel kvasim, after the zrika tadam is done for the shnei kitzei atzeret, chayav an aleihem mishum pigo noiser v'tame vein behem mila. You'd be chayav for pigo noiser and tame. If one of the dalat avodos of the shnei kitzei atzeret was done with the marshevet chutzus mano, then if you would eat the shtei alechem, you'd be chayav kares mishum pigo. Not only if you eat the basar of the shnei kitzei atzeret, would there be a chayav mishum pigo, but so too, if you eat the shtei alechem, there's a chayav mishum pigo. And also, if the shtei alechem is left out overnight until the following morning, there would be a chayav for anybody who eats it mishum nicer. And if somebody is tamei and eats from the shtei alechem, he'd be chayav kares mishum tuma. But after the zrikat hadam of the kvasim, there would be no chayav mila for the shtei alechem. Anybody who benefits from the shtei alechem after the zrikas adam would not be chayav of korban me'ila. The reason being is that the zrikas adam allows the kohen to eat the stale lechem, and since it's mutter to be eaten by the kohanim, anybody who benefits from it would not have to bring a korban me'ilah. Even if somebody other than the kohanim benefits from the stale lechem, he wouldn't have to bring a korban me'ilah, as a korban me'ilah is only brought for something that is not mutter to be eaten by the kohanim.